General Vincent Brooks has been briefing reporters in Doha, Qatar, at U.S. Central Command. NPR's Scott Horsley and Alex Chadwick are with me here. Scott, you want to give us a little recap of what the general had to say?
Well, we heard a little bit of detail about that fierce firefight near Najaf, which began yesterday and continued into today, Iraq time. The general described the Iraqi forces as being seriously repulsed by the U.S. forces. U.S. forces lost a couple of vehicles but suffered no casualties in that attack to the south and west of Baghdad. There were a number of questions about media reports that have been surfacing today from Baghdad of an errant explosion that struck a marketplace with some civilian casualties. General Brooks really didn't add anything to our understanding of that. He was pressed several times and said he just could not corroborate those reports, and stressed, as he does each day, the efforts that the U.S. Warplanes make to use great precision in their targeting. We heard about Basra, about the fighting there.
And I believe we have a clip of the general.
What we saw in Basra last night is a very confusing situation, to say the least. We saw first fighting happening within the city between Iraqis, some of them in uniform, some not in uniform. We also saw a significant degree of violent activity done by paramilitaries shooting into the town of Basra with mortars primarily. The UK forces in that area were already conducting operations to try to block off the town. They were effective in that and also ended up providing some counter-fire support. So we would hope that the people of Basra have had about enough of what the regime is doing to them. And that's what we think we saw last night. And secondly, we remain committed to their liberation, not to their destruction.
We did learn that UK forces destroyed a Ba'ath Party headquarters in Basra, and U.S. forces destroyed a Ba'ath Party headquarters in Somala to the west. In terms of specifics, we learned today that something over 4,000 Iraqis are now being held as prisoners of war by U.S. forces.
Getting a little feistier there in Doha, Qatar, particularly the foreign press, I think, challenging the general.
Those were tough questions about the effects of this bomb that fell in this marketplace. Tough questions. The general was not very... he didn't want to hear those questions, and he said he didn't have anything to say. He at first said, we are using very, very effective weapons, the best technology. He did later come back and say, mistakes happen, and as we are aware of them, we will talk about them, but we just don't know.
Well, in fairness to the general, I mean, they don't have someone in Baghdad who can run out to the market
to
see if that was a missile or U.S. bomb or whether it was anti-aircraft shells flying back
absolutely
to the surface.
Yeah.
There was also a little bit of frustration, I think, among the press corps there in Qatar that they're not getting a big picture. Secretary Rumsfeld has described what we're getting from the embedded reporters all over Iraq as little snapshots and slices of the war. And so one correspondent, Tom Fenton of CBS, asked, give us the big picture. And there was actually a smattering of applause from the other reporters as he asked that. General Brooks really didn't offer a big picture except to say that U.S. forces are operating throughout the country and that Saddam Hussein can't tell where the attack's going to come from.
There were visuals, of course, which are dreadfully hard to explain on radio. The leaflets kind of, he did describe them fairly well. But also precision strikes again, and the way that the Iraqis have of hiding things. And at an archaeological site, in this case.
There's an archaeological site about 20 miles southwest of Baghdad, they said, and there's a building there that's marked with an international symbol for archaeological sites, a big marking on the roof of this building, and beside it there's a lot of communications equipment that's been positioned there by the Iraqis. So this was a demonstration that they are endangering these sites by putting their weapons
and there. Iraq has nothing if it doesn't have archaeological sites.
A lot of those.
Thank you both, NPR's Scott Horsley and Alex Chadwick.